retired in 2007 to a nice house that they built, and it's home for us now because, you know, we're always there, coming and going. They always noticed that they're starting to crack, they've done corners and things like that. And it's been eating at both of them. Even before my mother was diagnosed with dementia, it's been eating them internally that they built this house. And that's the reason we got on the scheme. We got the blocks tested at the same time as I got my house tested. While their house was built 5 years after mine, their house was in far worse shape than my house. The ball started rolling, and we're at the stage now that we had to move them out. And on Sunday, all the nieces and nephews, anybody that could lift something was there carrying, and we moved them out last Sunday. And while I was doing it, I was kind of thinking, what do I say about this, and how do I tell and deliver this story? There was people crying, and, you know, we were moving things that was sentimental, and we were formed to be a voice for defective blocks. And I thought to myself, I was standing about, like, sometimes people like me were expected to be able to say something, and it wasn't me from a point of view. I was just finding it difficult to deal with. But my way of dealing with things is telling about it and talking about it. So I went down to the gate and I done that video. The people that listen to your show, most of them, they know about defective blocks. They're tired listening about defective blocks. But the people we need to get to is maybe the people in Dublin, the people in offices that don't know enough about it.